Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, can you remember the eating we did yesterday? Because I forgot.
Oh, come on, Peter. I think if you just put on your thinking cap, think hard, you can remember.
All right, put on thinking cap was the eating we dealt with yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
那么刚才那问 Sam 一个问题，昨天我们讲的 idiom 是什么？那么 Sam 想一想跟我说了， Peter 你应该好好的去想一想，会想起来我们昨天讲的是哪一个 idiom。 那么 Sam 用到了这个词组呢，是 put on thinking cap， 翻译成中文是努力的去想或者认真的去想一件事情， put on thinking cap。 And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Well, today's idiom is put someone on a pedestal. Put someoneOn a pedestal. Pedestal is P-E-D-E-S-T-A-L. Put someone on a pedestal.
那么今天的 idiom 是 put someone on someplace， 表示把一个人放到什么什么地方上面。那么这个地方在哪儿呢？ Pedestal 翻译成中文是一个底座上面，它往往是一个底座，然后呢上面放一个人的雕像， right?
Yeah, that's right.
Why we put someone on a pedestal?
Well, if you put like a trophy or statue, no doubt it's something you admire. It's something that's valuable in your eyes.
All right.
So if we put a person on the pedestal, well, I think you can get an idea of how we view that kind of person.
那一般情况下呢，我们把自己的英雄或自己非常羡慕的人呢，放到这个底座上面，然后呢，我们能够尊敬他。那么所以大家想一想，这个词组呢，往往呢是把一个人放到一个非常高的一个地位上，人们呢可以尊敬某人。All right, so let's do a conversation to show how we use put someone on a pedestal.
Okay, great idea.
Hey Sam, I don't think it's fair to everybody. How come Thompson is the only guy got promoted in the company? Everybody's been working so hard.
Oh yeah, a lot of people are upset about Thompson's promotion. Well, you know how the boss likes Thompson so much. In fact, he's always putting Thompson on a pedestal. And you know, it irritates me because we know, all of us know, that Thompson is not the man the boss thinks he is.
He's far away from being perfect. He's got a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Beyond, I don't like him personally.
Neither do I. The girls are always talking about Thompson's flirting with them. I've heard he even steals some of the office supplies.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's horrible.
So have you heard anything about Thompson?
Well, sometimes seeing him in the smoking office is horrible.
Really?
And sometimes seeing him speeding the office floor is disgusting.
That's so bad. Well, I guess all of his lies and kind of tricks have really deceived the boss. That's
right.
Why he puts him on a pedestal. Well, hopefully one day the boss will find out the truth.About Thompson.
Do something to knock him off the pedestal.
Well, we gotta be careful here because the boss really likes him. The boss might turn on us instead.
Alright,
be careful.
那么刚才的对话呢，我和 Sam 作为同事聊到了另外一个同事叫 Thompson。 我们认为呢，今年的老板把 Thompson 提高到一个很高的职位呢，对每一个人来讲都是非常的不公平，因为呢这一年来大家呢都非常努力的工作。同时呢 Sam 提到呢Thompson 这个人有很多的问题，这个问题还非常的严重。 Sam 发现呢 Thompson 这个人呢有的时候会有小偷小摸的行为，但是老板会认为呢 Thompson 是最好的员工，把 Thompson 放到一个很高的一个高度上。那么 Sam 用到这个词组呢 put Thompson on a pedestal， 表示这个人是完美无瑕的最好的一个员工。那么对于我来讲呢，我也认为呢 Thompson 有一定的问题，他的一些生活的细节呢让我觉得非常的不满意。比如说有的时候呢在办公室偷摸的吸烟，有的时候呢在办公室的地板上呢吐痰，让大家觉得非常的恶心。后来呢我跟 Sam 说到，我们是不是应该把这个事实呢跟老板说一下。 Sam 说到小心点，因为呢如果这个事情做得不妥当的话呢，老板呢会对我们非常的气愤。所以今天我们讲到的 idiom put someone on pedestal 翻译成中文呢是受大家尊敬的人。
Now normally we use this in kind of a negative way where it means thatThis person is well-respected, well-liked, but doesn't really deserve it.
Right. So, Sam, in what situation of a life we use put someone on pedestal?
Okay, well, besides the boss and employee situation, I can think of one, especially as a teacher.
Uh-huh.
Parents love to put their children on a pedestal.
You're right.
So they think little Johnny, little Susie, oh, is just an angel. Their child can never do anything wrong. But actually, the teacher, his classmates know, maybe little Johnny, little Susie is quite the devil child.
Right. 那么另外一个场景呢，我们的父母呢，往往会把自己的孩子看成是天底下最好的孩子。那么可以用这个单词呢 ，put their son on a pedestal， 认为呢，他的孩子是又聪明又漂亮。但是有一些问题呢，他的老师、他的同学已经发现了，但是他的父母呢，就是不愿意承认。
Also, you could think of maybe a boyfriend and girlfriend situation.、
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually, especially in the new stages of the relationship,、
mm-hmm.
the boyfriend just puts his girlfriend on a pedestal. She's so perfect. Everything she does, her bad breath actually smells like roses. Everything bad becomes good.、
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't realize till later that, yeah, okay, maybe his girlfriend's not perfect.
Right. 那么另外呢，我们在男女朋友交往过程当中，特别在热恋阶段的男孩子会认为他的女朋友是女神，把他放到一个非常高的一个地位上，那么是成为他心中的偶像。Put his girlfriend on a pedestal.
Yes.
但是呢，可能说结婚之后
well, everything may change.Somehow that pedestal just disappeared.
Disappeared, gone, right? The boyfriend knocked his girlfriend off the pedestal.
Yeah, well, that is something that happens to
you. 那么结婚之后呢，可能说大家都非常现实了。那么很多事情的真相呢，或者说很多事情的本质或他原来的一个形象嘛，就暴露出来。那么这个女孩子从她的一个女神变成了一个evil lady.
Yes, the enemy.
Enemy. They're fighting. Alright. Well, that's it for today's idiom. Put someone on a pedestal.
Alrighty.
And today, let's continue our discussion of Victoria Beckham. Well, let's see some of the comments from the other side, his supporters.
Yeah, we know that a lot of Victoria Beckham's fans are quite upset with her, but let's see what she says to kind of defend herself.
Right, 昨天呢，我们讲到了说维罗利亚呢，她的一些做法呢，遭到了一些粉丝的攻击，但同时呢，有一些粉丝对她的做法呢是支持的。那么看看今天她的粉丝是如何支持 Victoria。在我们进行今天话题之前，首先看一下 vocabulary。
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, first is a word we mentioned yesterday, which is anorexia. Anorexia. A-N-O-R-E-X-I-A. Anorexia.
今天的第一个单词 anorexia 翻译成中文是厌食症。
Next is the word escalate. Escalate. E-S-C-A-L-A-T-E. Escalate.
下一单词 escalate 翻译成中文是升级，它可以指呢我们在坐电梯的时候呢越来越高的这个动作 escalate， 但是呢也可以指一个局势它的紧张程度在不停的在 escalate， 比如说 the tension in some region is escalating.
Yeah. Next we have the word exacerbate. Exacerbate. E-X-A-C-E-R-B-A-T-E. Exacerbate.
下一个单词 exacerbate 翻译成中文是加剧，等同于 worsen.
Next we have come under fire. Come under fire.
下一个词组 come under fire 表示一个人遭到了大家的炮轰，等于说呢遭到大家的批评。
Next we have single out. Two words. Single out. Single, S-I-N-G-L-E. Single out.
下一个词组 single out， 它翻译成中文呢是单独的把某人或某事情挑出来，比如说很多人做了这件事情，但是老师单独把 Sam 给挑出来。 Sam was single out for criticism.
Uh-oh.
So Sam thought was not fair.
Yeah, that's right. Next we have plus size. Two words. Plus size. P-L-U-S.S-I-Z-E, plus size.
下一个词组 plus size， 我们看看这也是跟我们衣服的大小有关的一个表达方法。我们说这个 size 是大小，那么这个 plus 大家想一想，几乎是 plus plus plus， 表示不断增加了一个大小，在翻译成中文的是加大了一个尺码，和我们昨天讲到这个 zero size 是一个完全相反的一个尺码。
Okay, next we have the word diverse. Diverse. D-I-V-E-R-S-E. Diverse.
下一个单词 diverse 翻译成中文是多样的。
Yeah, and when it comes to fashion, like when it comes or models, diversity is really nice. So you have some probably going to be all kind of tall, but if you can have like some Asian, black, white, a little bit of mix in the models, that's really nice.
So what about the tall and the short?
Well, I think all the models, one of the standards, they have to be kind of tall. I mean, you don't see too many short models.
Right, and beautiful, ugly models.
Yeah, there's another one where it doesn't get too diverse either.
Right.
They usually got to look pretty good.
Yeah, look at the limits for diversity, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
But when it comes to skin color, it's good to be diverse.
Right.
All right, that brings us to the last word, which is aspiration. Aspiration. A-S-P-I-R-A-T-I-O-N. Aspiration.
最后一单词 aspiration 翻译成中文是渴望。All right, let's see what the supporter say about the Victoria.
All right, in her defense, let's see. It wasn't just her fans that were upset that she was promoting anorexia chic. It sets unrealistic ideals, and I think it can't promote anorexia chic. Caroline Noakes, a British MP leading an all-party parliamentary group on body image, told the Telegraph London.We know that some young women suffering from eating disorders take these types of photos and put them inside their wardrobe doors, using them as a goal to work towards. Lorna Garner, chief operator officer of the eating disorder charity BEAT, told The Guardian. These types of images do not cause eating disorders, but they escalate and exacerbate existing conditions.There is overwhelming evidence that points to these images having a very negative and damaging effect. Others, however, have come to her defense, saying to blame the game, not the player. I don't think it's fair to criticize Victoria without taking a long, hard look at what the other designers are doing, was the opinion of one writer from The Mirror. The reason that she's come under fire and being singled out is because she's a world-famous role model and B, a mother. Others have said that skinny models on the catwalk are no different from having plus-size models. Obviously, in an ideal world, we'd have a diverse range of shapes and sizes and fashion.Natasha Devon, founder of the self-esteem team, told The Telegraph. But the fashion industry will never change. It's all about creating aspiration and glamour. I can see how it can be unhealthy to have very thin models, especially if people have eating disorders. But I don't think it's the fashion industry's job to look after our health. It's our job. Designers think they're creating art, and we need to start seeing it as that.
文章进一步讲到，不仅仅他的一些粉丝对他的这个做法呢不支持不理解，同时呢还有一些业界的一些 expert， 他对这个 Victoria 的做法呢也是不是非常的理解。他认为呢 Victoria 呢他在 promoting anorexia， 表示说呢在提倡那种厌食症，因为呢我们说想达到那种骨瘦如柴模特的那种样子的话呢，你在饮食上一定要非常的克制。同时呢要文中提到一些比较极端的 very extreme examplesSome of the girls, they put their skinny picture in the wardrobe as a daily reminder. Hey, you're gonna be skinny, you're gonna be in good shape.
Yeah, well, I know that some girls do have this problem. When it comes to fashion, that's what sets their standards of beauty and how they themselves should look.
Right.
So they see these skinny models and they think, okay, now that's what I want to look like. So, like you mentioned, maybe they put their pictures up on the wall, put them up in the wardrobe, so every day they're reminded,Hey, be careful what you eat. Hey,
right.
You gotta lose weight, lose weight, lose weight.
Right, 有些女孩子呢特别关心自己的身材，然后呢在这个衣柜里面放一些模特的一些照片，每天打开这衣柜的时候会提醒自己，我今天是否胖了，那么今天的体型是否有所变化，那么这是我的一个 hero, this is my model. 那么这种情况下呢 it's okay, but if you gone extremely unacceptable, but it's too much.
Yeah, of course. But you know, a lot of people get carried away with problems. So the question is, does these type of images really create or cause eating disorders?
Right.
Well, one person said no. They don't create these eating disorders, but they may escalate or exacerbate existing conditions.
大家有一个很好的身材是没有问题的，也是说每一个人的一个目标。如果大家在追求身材的过程当中对自己的健康对自己的身体产生了一个负面的影响，这就不好了。
Yeah, exactly. So it's not creating a problem, but it's making it worse. And basically, they mentioned that there's so much overwhelming evidence, it's undeniable
mm-hmm.
that these kinds of images have a very negative and damaging effect on people.
但是不能否认的一个事实是什么呢？这些模特的形象对一些女孩子的生活方式的确呢产生了一个 negative effect， 一个负面的影响。有些人因为呢看到这些图片，或者说看到了这些走秀的模特，他们逐渐的出现了一些 eating disorder， 在饮食上出现了问题，甚至呢出现了 anorexia， 叫厌食症。大家可能听到一些报道，有一些厌食症的女孩子，由于说营养极度不良，最后呢死于一些突发病症。Well, let's see some of the supporters of Victoria.
So, in her defense, others have said, you know what, it's not fair to blame Victoria. So blame the game, not the player. So Victoria, basically what they mean here, she is not the standard of fashion.
Right.
She is just one of the many fashion designers in this whole game of fashion.
Right, 我们看看维多利亚的支持者他们怎么说的。他们提到说大家不应该责备 Victoria， 应该责备这个 game。 这里面这个 Victoria 他只是说一个 player， 只是整个这个时尚界的一员，而整个这个时尚界呢是大家应该指责这么一个主要的原因。所以这里面提到这个 game 不是说体育比赛的 game， 而是说 the fashion industry。 Yeah.
So if you take your focus away from Victoria and look at some of the other designers, you're going to see the same problems, a lot of really skinny models.
同时呢又提到说 Victoria 它不是一个唯一的例子，大家看看整个这个 fashion industry， 整个时尚界这个骨瘦如柴的模特呢遍地都是。所以说大家不能说单一的来 single out Victoria as a target of criticism.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The reason why a lot of people think she's been singled out
mm-hmm.
and has come under fire is that she, number one, is like world famous role model.
Right.
So the higher up on the role model ladder you are, the more criticism you receive.
Right.
And number two, she's a mom of four that we mentioned yesterday.
嗯哼，我们知道呢，这 Victoria 遭到大家的抨击。第一个原因呢，她在世界的知名度是非常高的。另外呢，她呢还是一个妈妈。这两点结合到一起呢，成为大家炮轰的一个焦点。
Yeah, when you think of celebrities, if they're a family celebrity,、
mm-hmm.
like for example, Tiger Woods, well, he was married, and that made what he seemed even worse.Than if、
right.
he was single.、
Yeah.
So now she's a mom of four. Does she want her children to be that skinny? You know,、
right.
what will she do as a mother?
So as a mother of four, she has more responsibility than a single woman.
Right. She can't just be careless and irresponsible. She has to take charge of responsibility.
Right.
Others made the point that, you know what, skinny models on the catwalk are no different than having plus size models.
Right.
So you know what, if you put women that are a little bit fatter...You're just going to be promoting the idea that it's okay to be fat.
另外一些支持者提到了说，对于 T 台的模特呢，他有不同的身材，因为不同的服装，他可能需要那些 zero size 那些骨瘦如柴的模特呢，为他们进行展示。那么对于一些比较肥胖的或比较大款的衣服来讲呢，那么需要一些 plus size model 身材比较丰满的模特为他们走台。所以大家呢，不要因为身材的胖和瘦。太多的挑剔，在 T 台上要体现出更多的一个叫 diversity in sizes.
Well, diversity would actually be ideal.
Right.
Because in the real world, you have small people, you have tall, short, you have fat, skinny. So, diversity would be ideal. But, when it comes to the world of fashion, that's just not going to happen.
Right. 那么上面提出一个建议说，在 T 台上要体现出不同种类的这种 diversity， 比如说在身材上它有不同的 diversity， 有胖瘦中等，同时呢在肤色上，在你的这个 color 上，比如说有黑色的，有黄色皮肤，有白色皮肤，还有其他的肤色的这个皮肤来走台，同时呢在身材上呢还有一些高的模特，还有一些矮的模特。 So I think it's a little bit too much for an ugly model， 比如说很丑的模特。 Or were these clothes for ugly people only？
Yeah, well it's just like if you wanted to sell a hamburger but you gave a really horrible picture of the hamburger, really ugly picture, no one would buy it.
Right.
So I guess that's why the fashion industry is never going to change. Right. They've got to make it as beautiful and as best looking as possible. That way people will be more attracted to buying their clothes.
Right.
Actually, one of the writers mentioned that when it comes to the fashion industry, it's all about creating aspiration and glamour. They really have a certain image they want to create.
Right. So that's the ultimate goal of industry. So they can create glamour and aspiration, and that's their, say, the purpose of doing that, because they can bring them a lot of money.
Exactly. So how are you going to change that kind of position?
Mm-hmm. It's a uniform standard of the fashion industry, right?
Yeah, it is. So the article mentions, yeah, it's not good that they have a lot of unhealthy thin models up there, because it's not good for people with eating disorders.
Right.
But you know what? It's not like it's the fashion industry's job to be in charge of our health. That's really our job. So ultimately, the blame goes to every individual person.
Right. Maybe point to the parents is supposed to encourage the children to eat more. Maybe
right.
The teachers and the friends. So this group of people should be the people to point finger to.
Yeah, exactly. We can't blame fashion industry for causing our eating disorder or even making it worse. Because you know what, we're kind of in charge of our own bodies.
Right. 那文中最后提到了说，当然了，在 T 台上展示那些骨瘦如柴的模特呢，给大家传递的信息呢，当然不是非常健康的。但是呢，提倡健康不是说时尚界的这个 responsibility， 不是他的责任。那么应该是这个孩子的父母、学校的老师、他周围的朋友以及他的亲戚们，应该给他一个良好的一个 message。那么这个 message 是什么呢？你不要追求那种 skinny image，
yeah，
这是一个 unhealthy image， 那这是对他的影响是最大的，而不能把这个责备的这个手指呢指向了 fashion industry， 这对 fashion industry 来讲呢是非常不公平的。
Well, fashion industry, it comes under art、
mm-hmm.
and we know that fashion designers and artistic people, well, they try to do what they can to create artAnd so, of course, they feel that when they have skinny models in these clothes, they're creating another form of art.
Right.
So we should view it as that. It's not the standard of ourself or that we should set for ourselves. Well, you know what? It's just another area of art.
Right. So it wasn't Victoria's fault, right?
Yeah, well, I guess you can see both sides of the coin、
mm-hmm.
and make the judgment yourself.
Right.
Because she did, in the past, banned zero size models,
right.
But now for some reason she's allowing them back, so well, I don't know, who's the judge?
Right, 所以说呢，文中最后提到了说，整个这个大的环境呢，不能说让 Victoria 来承担，但是呢，他在前后的这个说辞方面呢，有一定不一致，这导致了这他的粉丝对他呢不理解，你原来说过你永远不会用 zero size model, 但是后来呢， you did,你的确用到了这些骨瘦如柴的模特，你的前后说的话是不一样的。大家认为呢 ？You're not lying, but you're not keeping your promise or something. Well, I don't know how to say it.
Yes, it's just not consistent.
Why not consistent?
Her、
right.
words and her actions. There's not a consistency there.
That's why she came under fire of her fans on the social media.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say: fame comes with a price.
You're right.
If you don't want to have the media focus their attention on you, well, don't become famous.
Right. So you're free. You may have a carefree life, right?
Yeah. We say you can fly low under the radar.
You're right. Well, time's up for today's Victoria story, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。